Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. You can read his reviews sometimes on paper or sometimes, often when I do, is go to the rcreader.com and read his reviews there. In fact, you can actually hear the segment you're listening to right now on that website as well.
Yeah, not yet.
When?
Because it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But
it's happening
eventually.
Now. What are you talking about?
Eventually,
yeah,
that'll
right now
be.
It's live. Right.
Right. You can't listen to it now.
It'll be there within an hour, I would guess, at the latest.
Oh, really? Wow, that's quick.
We sneak things up fast.
They get right on it.
Yeah, we do.
Over there. All right. So, Mike, you saw Thor.
I saw Thor. It took me 10 whole minutes this morning to remember that I saw Thor last week because there's nothing to remember about it.
Oh, no.
It's second. It's first sequel-itis. It's just like, okay, well, we had a hit. Now we can continue the franchise without doing anything terribly interesting in it because we have to have him around for the Avengers. You know, we have to keep Loki around and, you know.
But your problem was that your problem was there wasn't enough Loki.
There's not enough Loki. I mean, he has a sizable role, but he spends most of it Hannibal Lecter-like, just trapped in this cell. And so he can't really do anything but be, you know, Loki creepy, which is great because Tom Hiddleston rocks. He's wonderful. But, yeah, the whole movie just kind of feels constricted like that. Like, we're not allowed to have any fun in this. And it's nowhere near as funny as the first one. The effects aren't as good. It's a big disappointment.
Letdown.
I really liked the first one, and this one just made me kind of sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Made you sad?
It was just like, because I was really looking forward to it.
A wasted chance.
Yeah. It's got such a funny cast. I mean, a lot of good comedians in it, and... Nah, just they didn't do anything with it at all. I was bummed.
And then there was a Rachel McAdams movie.
And then
movie
there was a Rachel McAdams in the Rain movie.
You hated.
We just shouldn't even talk about it. No, that thing was worthless. Horrible time travel movie. And she makes a lot of bad time travel movies. But this one was particularly weak. Yeah.
She does make a lot of time travel movies.
Right? She's always, Midnight in Paris, Time Traveler's Wife.
Uh-huh.
She's got a weird niche. It's why do you keep falling for guys who keep going to the past or into the future? What's going on?
She's got a type.
it's bizarre. It's like when Maya Rudolph was playing pregnant women like in every movie for 7 years.
You start questioning. It's like, not only are guys leaving me, they're going to a different dimension.
That's how far away they want to go. They'd rather be in Paris when they had cholera than be hanging with me right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so no good.
No good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is it like maybe something that'll end up on your bottom
that
list?
That one will. That one will. Yeah. That thing sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I
that'll
hated
be on
that
the
movie.
Bottom list in a month in a month's time
just,
or so.
Yeah, Thor was just disappointing and depressing.
Yeah. Okay.
But About Time was legitimately hateful.
Yeah.
It'll be gone.
So were those the only two things?
That was it. Yeah. There is I should mention actually, there is a new documentary over at the Putnam called Jerusalem. It's on Jerusalem. 45 minutes, edutainment thing, and it's pretty spectacular. It looks beautiful, and it's thoughtful, and it's got good Benedict Cumberbatch narration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really had a really good time at that one. It's one of the better ones I've seen in many
Checking
months.
Check out Jerusalem.
Check out Jerusalem at the Putnam. It's worth it.
You know, this has been the year where we've sat here on Fridays and wondered about unnecessary sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a sequel to 1999's The Best Man.
Jeez, was anyone asking for this?
Is this the only thing opening? Because that's all I can
find.
We
also do have 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Came today. Okay. So, yeah.
Good times.
Right?
Well, I don't have any audio from 10 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave.
Yeah. Well,
get it right.
Okay, 12 Years a Slave, which looks like it's going to be really heavy and Oscar-winning.
Yeah, kind of excited.
And it's got Bandicoot Cumberband in it, too.
It does indeed.
But the movie, only movie I have a clip for is The Best Man Holiday, the sequel to 1999's The Best Man, about a bunch of college friends who reunite after 15 years at Christmas and rediscover past romances and rivalries.
Okay.
All
those unanswered questions.
Terrence
from the first
Howard,
Best Man.
Tate Higgs.
It's got a great cast. I mean, hopefully it'll be fun.
I'm better looking than you. No, I'm better looking than you. I'm better looking than
that's
all
pretty
of you.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, they could just have that fight for 40 minutes.
Here's a clip from The Best Man Holiday. Oh, boy.
Robin, stop it. I'm just saying, Jordan's good people. You should get to know her. What's to know? She's career obsessed and lives on a BlackBerry.
True.
But she's not some ideal from a piece of fiction.
Julian, Brian, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you again.
Hello, Quentin.
Now, her man, on the other hand, is iconic. Mm. If I went that way, that's what I'd get. A tall vanilla swagger latte.
Mm.
I like.
All that Coco Loco talk.
I just...
This is a movie for people who love Housewives of wherever.
Yeah, probably.
Think? I mean, that's kind of
probably. Yeah, here's, I haven't seen any of those. So
here's
it might
beautiful,
not be for me.
Here's these beautiful women showing off their beautiful men.
Yeah. For an hour and 45
and a lot
minutes.
Of toasting.
And it's
yeah,
and
there, it, there will be
a lot
toasting,
of toasting
for sure. And there'll probably be a group sing along while making food in
yeah,
the kitchen at some point, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
At
yeah.
some point, there'll be a
when they do the group singing, they'll be going old school.
Yeah, right. Here's what it'll be: they'll be cooking Christmas cookies in a montage, and it'll be sugar pie, honey, butter, yeah, yeah. and they're all just be yeah. laughing in the kitchen and dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're having such a time,
oh, and we went.
You
old
know
school.
That I love you. I can't help myself. Oh, Tay Diggs, drop the cookies.
Oh, and they'll be spinning.
Oh, Tay, someone. We got to start all over again with the gingerbread man. You know what? I'm cleaning the dishes, and I'm going to take the hose off and spray you with it. What do you think of that? It's
you got
crazy,
a little, you got a little,
crazy kitchen time.
You got a little flour on your nose.
Oh, I mean, how about a lot
let
more
me,
flour?
Let me help that off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yikes.
Oh,
Mike, I'm glad you have to do this because I couldn't.
That was so much more fun than that movie's going to be.
It's going to be exactly really? What it is.
Off yeah. he goes.
Off I goes.
Yes.
To yeah. see.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's these two movies.
These two movies.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do.
Sure.
I mean, 12 Years a Slave looks like it's an incredibly powerful, good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see about sitting through it.
It's going to be.
Could be tough. Tough. Yeah,
be
for sure.
Tough.
But man, I like that director a lot. Oh, gosh. Do you ever see Hunger, that Michael Fassbender movie about the hunger strike, the IRA?
No.
It's on Netflix all the time. It's fantastic.
Bobby Sands thing?
Yeah, it's awfully good. Yeah. So, yeah. So hopefully that'll. Might be depressing, but it might make me feel good about the state of Hollywood in many ways.
AC/DC is next.